This shiur will cover Lamed Amud Beis to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, including Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We will start with the bottom line on Lamed Amud Aleph, where we picked up with last time. Again, we were discussing the concept that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that you could not eat from Chadash for every single year for the duration of the entire day in which the Korban HaOmer was supposed to have been brought. And one reason we brought from the Gemara was, the first reason, was that we were concerned that that year they would build the Beis HaMikdash, and as things would come out, they wouldn't have time to build it in time to bring the Korban the next day, and therefore people would make a mistake in the next year. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak gives a different reason. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was working with shitas Rabbi Yehuda. De Amra ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad atmo shayom. The pasuk says, by Chadash, the Korban HaOmer, up until the very day, meaning including the day itself, v'kasavar ad v'ad b'chlal, and he thinks the word ad includes that which is up to it, and the day itself. What that tells us is, really, it's not only that there is an Isser Durabanan to eat for the Yom Hanef Kulo. Really, there's an Isser D'Oraisa to eat for the Yom Hanef Kulo based on the Pasuk of Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, that the Isser Chadash really persists for the entire day, even after the Korban was brought. So therefore, the reason they had to wait every year for the Yom Hanef was because the Isser really lasts the entire day. Say, the Gemara asks, does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Titznan, the Mishnah quotes from Sukkah, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, again, like our Mishnah, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyehei Yom Hanef Kulo Aser. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Halominat Vahalominat Tarohu Aser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said it was a Takanas Chazal, a Takanas Rabbanon, that you should not eat for the Yom Hanef Kulo. And Rabbi Yehuda says, is it not an Isser D'Oraisa to chsev ad etzem hayom hazeh? Because the Pasuk says, ad etzem hayom hazeh, meaning including the entire day. So this would imply that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai cannot be like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is saying, that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was going according to Rabbi Yehuda. He argued with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam, Rabbi Yehuda hu dekatai. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. He was under the false presumption that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was working based off of Takana Darabanan Velohi. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not working off a base of Takana Darabanan Mida Oraisa Ka'amar. Really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought there was an Isra Da Oraisa to eat for Yom Hanef Kulo. Vahiskin Kitani. How can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought it was an Isra Da Oraisa? The Lashon of the Braisa is Hiskin. Of the Mishnah is Hiskin, which means he made a takana, not Nisr Daraisa. My Hiskin, Darash v'Hiskin. What does the word Hiskin mean? He darshan the psukim, and based on that, he reinforced the Isser because people were not properly observing it from before. So according to this version again, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai really thinks that there was an Isser Daraisa to eat Chadash up until the end of the day in which the Korban would have been brought, and he was just making it clear to people that they should observe that Isser D'Oraisa. Rashi, the top Rashi in Lamed Amud Beis. B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. D'Amra min HaTorah Aser Kol Hayom Bizman Hazeh. He says there's an Isser D'Oraisa for the entire day. T'kasavar Ad V'Ad B'Chlal. Because he thinks the word Ad in the Psukim come to include the day up until that day and the day itself. Amra Rabbi Yehuda Garcinan. Philo Garcinan Amra Lo Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say that Rabbi Yehuda was responding to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shaharei, Lo Amru, Lo Ra'uhu Miyamav, because they never saw each other. If they never saw each other, one cannot respond to the other. Aval, Tama, Bidoro, Al Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was very bothered about the fact that there was a Takana. He was saying that there should be no need for a takana. V'amar, he said, Ma chidush chidush Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is not saying any chidush, not saying anything new. V'halo min haTorah aser. It's already an Isser D'Oraisa. No, midrabanan ka'amar. Klomar hu ba ligzor alav. I mean, again, Rabbi Yehuda presumed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was making a gezerah derabanan mishum hahutam dele'el deshema yibana, based on the previous reason of shema yibana beis hamikdash. But that was incorrect. Darash v'hitkin. Darash l'hama mikra. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai darshan the psukim. V'hitkin, he made a takana shiin hagu iser, that they should be knowing an iser l'fi sha'ar achshav haya heter b'davar. Mishakarava Omer, Shah Omer Mati, because up until now there was a heter when the carbon Omer was brought, because they thought that the Omer was Matir in its own right, but that was really a mistake. Okay, so according to this version again, they think that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agreed and concurred that there was really an Isser D'Oraisa. Now we're going to discuss a new Mishnah, primarily dealing with how Rosh Hashanah was observed in the Beis HaMikdash, and how every single year they would accept testimony based on witnesses to sanctify the new month, which we'll discuss in other places as well, and what problems that could arise if witnesses were to come too late with their information. Barishona, originally when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Hayu Mekablin Edus HaChodesh Kol Hayom, the whole 29th day of Elul, they would accept Edus of Rosh Chodesh. What would the Edom say? If the Edom say, really, the new moon happened already, so then that day itself was Rosh Hashanah. In order to be careful for that eventuality, people, for the entire 29th day, even from the night before, already practiced an Isser Malacha. They were knowing an Isser Malacha because on the chance that Edom might come. Okay? Pamachas. But if Edom came and told you that that day was Rosh Hashanah, then great. And they would have let the Edom come the entire day. Pam achas, one year it happened, nishto ha'edim milavo, the Edom were very late. They came at what time? They came after the Karban Mincha was brought. Viniskalkilu ha'levim b'shir, and the Levim, those who sang over the Karbanos, made a mistake with the shir, and we'll see exactly what that was in the Gemara. Hiskinu, based on that, they were metakein, shelo yihu mekablin ad ha'mincha. They would only accept the testimony of witnesses until Mincha, because in which case the Levim would know which Shira to sing on the Korban. Again, there would have been one of two options of the Shira to sing, either the Shira of Rosh Hashanah or the Shira of Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in. So they would know which one. Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash. And if the Edom came after Mincha, in which case they came too late, so therefore, Noagin Oso Ayom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh, they would treat, again, the previous day, as they had been up until then, as a day of Yontif, and the next day as well. Why? Because they had up until then been treating the day as Yontif, even though it ended up being a mistake because the Edom did not come yet. But they wouldn't just start doing malacha afterwards, after Mincha, once the Edom came and said, really, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, because that would lead to other problems, as we'll see in Rashi. But Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyu Mekablin Edos HaChodesh Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went back to the previous Takana, and they accepted Edom the entire day. Why? Because the whole reason why they stopped accepting Edom was because of the fact that they made a mistake with the shir. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there was no longer shir ala karban, they could then be mekabel edus the entire day once again. Rashi. Barishona hayu mekabelin edus hachodesh halavim b'shir b'gemar mefarish. What the problem was. Noagin osayom kodesh. B'rosh Hashanah kai. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Dimisha chashecha lele esrim v'tisha Nagub Okodesh, that already from the night before, the 29th day of Elul, they were already treating it as a day of Yantif. Why? Shami Avo Edim Machar. Maybe Edim would come the next day, V'yikadshuhu Bezdin, and Bezdin would sanctify the new month, V'nimtza Shehalayla Hazel Lel Yantifu. Came out that really that day was a Yantif day. V'chein L'machar Kalayim Ara Mincha. And so to the next day, up until Mincha. V'imbo Edim Kodama Mincha. And if Edim came before Mincha, Bezdin would sanctify the month of that day. V'noda Sheyafin Nagu Bo Kodesh. And it came out that they properly observed Yontif. v'imin ha-mincha l'malabau, but if the kedim came after mincha, if the edim came after mincha, af al pi she'ein bezin l'kav l'noso l'kad sho hayom, even though bezin could no longer accept their testimony for that day, v'yabru es elul, and they would end up adding a day to chodesh elul, v'yikad shuhu l'machar, and they would sanctify the month the next day, af al pi chein, nevertheless, gomer moso b'kedusha v'asr b'malacha, they would retain the Isra Malacha and finish the day with Kedushas Yom Tov. Dilma, why? Because perhaps Asila Zulzulebe, people will come to be Mizalzel, they'll come to treat the day as insignificant. Lashana Haban, the next year. The Yasuba Malacha, Kolayom, they'll do Malacha. The Yomru, and they'll say, Eshtaka Naguba Kodesh Chinam, it wasn't necessary, they were knowing Kodesh the last year. And we properly could treat it like a non-yantif day. So to keep things simple and to not make mistakes from year to year, they treated the day as Kodesh because people will come to say, well, last year wasn't necessary because Eidim came late, but the next year maybe Eidim would come on time. So they had to keep it both days of yantif. So the Gemara wants to know, Ma kilkul havim shir. What was the kilkul the Levim said with the shir? So Hacha Targimu, the Tamini Chacham in Bavil understood, Shelo Amru Shira Kol Iker, that on the Karman Tamin Shalbein Arabayim, they didn't say any shir at all. Why? Because they didn't know if Edom were going to come. And if Edom didn't come at all, then it should be a day of Chol. So they should really say the day of Chol. But maybe the Edom would come and end up being Rosh Hashanah. So they didn't know what to do. So they made a mistake and they didn't say anything. Rabbi Zera Amar, Rabbi Zera argued, She'amru shira shal chol im tamid shal bein arabayim. They said the shira of chol of that day, of Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it was, not Rosh Hashanah, with the tamid shal bein arabayim. So again, according to the first shita, the Tamini Chacham and Bavel believed they said no shira at all. And Rabbi Zera says no, they said at least the shira of Tamid Shal Bein Arabayim, even though that wasn't the correct shira. Amar lo Rabbi Zera la'ahava brei. Rabbi Zera said to Ahava his son, Pok Tani Luhu, teach the following brisa which supports my shita. What does the brisa say? Hiskinu shelo yehu mekablin edus hachodesh. They were attacking that they would not accept edus hachodesh of the 30th day of Elul. Ela kidei sheyehe shahos biyom. Only so that there would be enough time during the day, lahakrav tamidim umusafin viniskehem, that there would be enough time to bring the karman tamid, the musafin of Rosh Hashanah and the nisachim, velomar shira shelo b'shibush, and to say the shira properly. What does that imply? Iyamis bishlama amur shira dechol. If makes sense if you were to tell me that they said the shira of chol hainu de'ika shibush. That's why there would be a mistake, meaning a mistake insofar as they said the wrong thing. El iamris lo amru klal my shibushika. But if you were to tell me that they didn't say a shira at all, what's the mistake? So it's a raya for Rabbi Zera, because this Bryce implies that the proper takana that they made in the future was to say the correct shira. Well, if they hadn't said any shira at all, what was incorrect? So the Gemara says no. Kaven de lo amar shira, kaven de lo amar klal. Since they said nothing, ein l'chashibush gadol mizeh. There's no bigger mistake than that. So you can interpret shibush the other way as well. So then the Gemara continues this discussion. Masiv Rav Acha Bar Huna asks on the view that they didn't say any shira at all. Tamid shel Rosh Hashanah shachris karev kilchaso. The Tamid of Rosh Hashanah every single year by shachris is brought normally, like any Tamid shel shachar. Again, every single day in the Beis Hamikdash, they will bring two tamidim, the Tamid shel shachar and the Tamid shel bein arabayim. So again, the Gemara is elaborating that the Tamid Shel Shachar, Rosh Hashanah, is a regular day. And the Shira that they would sing is like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it would be. But Musaf Mahu Omer, what Shira would they say by the Karba Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Harninu Lelokim Uzinu, Hariu Lelokei Yaakov. It was the Karba Musaf, it was the Shira of Thursday. Why? Because it mentions the language of Trua. Hariyu leloke Yaakov. Bamincha, what would they say about the Karman Tamin Shalbein Arabayim? Mahu Omer, Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar. That the referring to the pasuk, the parak in Tehillim Chavtes, because Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar refers to the kolos of Hashem, the voice of Hashem, and therefore another reference to shofar, the kolos of shofar. Ubizman Shachal Rosh Hashanah Lichios B'chamishi B'Shabbes, and if Rosh Hashanah fell on a Thursday, Shehashira Shalo Harninu Lelokim Uzenu, where the shira of the Karman Tamid Shel Shachar itself was already Harninu Elokim Uzenu, Lo Haya Omer Bishachris Harninu, Yipnei Shechozer Vekofel Taperek. They wouldn't say that pasuk of Harninu Lelokim Harninu, that pasuk of Harninu Lelokim Uzenu, because they would end up repeating it, because they said it by Musaf. Ella Mahu Omer Hasirosi Misevel Shechmo. They would say within that mizmor itself, from the pasuk of Hasirosi Mesevel Shechmo, which is a later pasuk later on in that parak. Okay, so let's get to the point. V'imbaru Edim Achar Tamin Shel Shachar. But if Edim came to sanctify the day as Rosh Hashanah after Tamin Shel Shachar was brought. Omer Harninu, Afal Pi Shechozer Kol Felos HaParak. They would say Harninu by Tamid Shel Shachar, even though they would double the Parak later. Why? Because they didn't know it was Rosh Hashanah yet. So they said Thursday's Parak, and even though they end up repeating it later. So now the Gemara explains. I Amris Bishlama Kol Hecha De Mistapka Amrinan Shira Dechol. I understand if you believe that any b'makom safek, whatever you're not sure, you say the shira of chol hayu deka amar omro v'koflo, that they would end up repeating it, because again in this year where the edim came after tamid shel shachar, so they said it and they repeated it. They said it by musaf too. El iamr lo amru klal. If on a day where you're not sure Rosh Hashanah is going to happen, they said nothing. My omro v'koflo. What were they repeating? By Shachris, they were already Bisafik, so they should have said nothing. Ella, you see, rather you see, it's a raya for Rabbi Zera, that so long as you were in a Safik, you would say what you thought that Shir was supposed to be. So Gemara says no. Really, if we were Bisafik, what to say by Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim, they wouldn't say anything. But this case is different. Shani Hasam Dishira Diomehu. Because by the Karman Tamid Shel Shachar, it's the Shira Diomeh, it's the Shira of its own day anyways, meaning that by the Tamid of the Karman Tamid Shel Shachar, even if we already knew it was Rosh Hashanah, they would still say the Shira of Chol that was Shaykh that day, that was appropriate to that day. And it was only in a year that on Thursday they would change things up, like we said before, not to repeat things. Therefore, if the suffix was double the Shira or not, it was better to say the regular Shira. So what does this mean? What basically this means is that this is a special exception to the rule. Really, this shita holds that in a year of Safek, they would not say any shira at all. It was only on Thursday where, had it been Rosh Hashanah fell on a Thursday, they would end up changing the shira, as we said. From Harninu to Hasirosi Mesevel Shechmo, like we mentioned before. So therefore, since they weren't sure that they would be Rosh Hashanah, they should say that Thursday's Shira anyway. It's only when, by Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim, according to this view, that when they were Besafek, they would say nothing at all. Okay, so we'll have Rashi to catch up on. Again, so the basic point of the Gemara is that there was a Machlokes, Rabbi Zera, and the Chachamim. What would they do in a year that they weren't sure? So Rabbi Zera, again, believes that they would say the Shira of Chol with the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and they wouldn't say nothing, they would say the Shira of Chol. And the Chum say no. And the Gemara tried to bring proofs that for Rabbi Zeira Shita, either from a proof that, first from the proof that they made a mistake, the language of Shibush implied that they said something, and then secondly, from this language of Omer Vakoflo, implying that on a year where the Edom came after the Tamid Shel Shachar, they would at least say that day's Parak, implying that they should say whatever they thought the day would be, and the Gemara rejects that, as we explained, based on the fact that Tamid Shel Shachar was different specifically on Thursday. So Rashi elaborates. Back to the first Rashi on the Gemara. My kilkul kilkulu alavim v'chulei v'lo garsin on Tanur Rabbanan. There's no gears of Tanur Rabbanan. Hacha targimu shelo amru shira kol ikar. They said nothing. B'tamid shel bein harabayim, by tamid shel bein harabayim. Lefi shelo yadu mashir yomru. They didn't know what shir they were supposed to say. Shema a'od sof ha'edim lavo hayom. V'shir shel yomtuf yesh lomar. Maybe the Edom are going to come and they should say the shir of Yontif. O lo yavo v'nimso shu chol. Or they're not going to come and they should release the shira of chol. Al v'tamid shel shachar ain safik. But by tamid, Rashi elaborates here and adds, which is going to be relevant for what we're going to see later, that by tamid shel shachar, there wasn't really a safik anyway. Shemitoch sheberov hashanim ein ha'edim ban kolim tamid shel shachar. Since most years they didn't come before the tamid shel shachar anyway, the morning tamid v'safik yiskadesh hayom safik lo yiskadesh. And anyways, with safik, would they be mekadesh the day or not? Lo tiknu shir shel yontif shachars b'Rosh Hashanah. They never had any formal takana of a shira by shachars for Rosh Hashanah. Like the Brisa brings later on, that for every year the Karmel Tamid Shel Shacharis had the regular Shira. But for the Tamid Shachar Shel Bein Arabayim, they were attacking the Shira of Yantif. Shikvar Ba'o Ha'edim, because the Edom already came. We presume they already came. Lefichach, Osa Shana Shinishto Lavo Lo Yadu Mayomru. So then the Gemara responds, Rabbi Zeira says, Pok Tani Luhu, teach the Bnei Bavel the following Braisa. L'Bnei Bavel ha'omrim lo omru shira kol ikar. The Bnei Bavel will think they said no shira at all. Shana lahem Braisa zu, shemimena la yil medu sh'omru shir shal kol. That from here you can derive that they said the shir of kol. How do I know? And the Gemara explains shibush, and we said, no, maybe shibush means ein lecha shibush kol amizeh. Now they ask another kasha, another support for Rabbi Zeira from the following Braisa. Karev Kilchaso, the Tamid Shel Shachar and Rosh Hashanah was brought like a normal year. Omer Halavim al Nischo, Shir Shel Chol Kemishpat Hayom, on the Nisachim, they would say whatever day the appropriate Shira was. Kemosh Anu Shonim Mesachas Tamid, the source for which is a Mishnah Mesachas Tamid, Hashir Shalavim, Hayu Omer Vesa Mikdash, which should be familiar to us because we say this every Shabbos, Bayom Rishon, etc., etc. By Mosaf, what do you say? Harninu lelukimuzenu hariu leluke Yaakov v'kola mizmor, the entire mizmor v'hushir shal chamishi b'shabes b'shachris b'chol v'om roso amusvei Rosh Hashanah l'fishi yom truah. That, like we mentioned earlier, ends up being Thursday's Tamid Shel Shachar Shira because it mentioned, and we say it by Rosh Hashanah because it mentions truah. What do they say by the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? Kol Hashem yachil midbar Kedei lahazkir Rosh Hashanah zuchus kol shofros shal matan Torah, to mention the shofros that were blown at matan Torah. V'imchal Rosh Hashanah b'chamishi b'shabes, and if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, ubo edim kodim tamid shel shachar, and the edim came on time before tamid shel shachar. So lo haya omer b'shachris harninu shir shel chol d'hainu harninu. They wouldn't say that b'pnei shechozer v'kof lo shniyah b'musaf. Rather, they would say, and they would end up repeating the parak. Rather, they say, Hasirosi meisevel shichmo mishum de Rosh Hashanah yatsa Yosef mi beis haasurim. So again, they didn't say the whole parak. They would start the parak later from pasuk zayin. Again, harninu is pasuk beis, and hasirosi is pasuk zayin. Why? Because Yosef left the Beis HaAsurim, left the jail on Rosh Hashanah. Chazal have a tradition that Yosef left jail on Rosh Hashanah. And Hasirosi, Mesev al Shechmal, refers to being released from the bonds of servitude. Vimbo Edim, but if the Edim came after Tamid Shal Shachar, B'chamishi B'Shabbos on a Thursday after Tamid Shal Shachar, to B'Shas Shir Shal Tamid, Lo Hayo Yodim Im Yiskadesh Hayom, they didn't know what was going to happen that day, if there was going to become Rosh Hashanah yet. V'yesh Lomar Hasirosi, right? And they should say Hasirosi and not the entire parak of Tehillim. Osham Acholhu V'shiro Harninu, or maybe it's going to be a day of Chol, not Rosh Hashanah. They should say the entire parak of Harninu. So Yomru Harninu, it said they should say Harninu Misafik. V'yachzeru V'yomru Oso V'musaf V'nimtza Shekoflehu. So now the Gemara brings a raya that B'makom Safik, you're supposed to say what you think that day is supposed to be on the tzad, on the possibility that's actually a day of Chol. So Afal Pisha Parak Shalo Omro, Afal Pisha Parak Shalo, even though that day's parak ended up being repeated, Omro V'koflo. Afal Pisha Parsha Shal Mizmorzeh Te'amuro V'kfula Ayom. So now the Gemara seems to bring a raya that B'makom Safik, they would say what they thought they should say on the possibility again that it was Chol. No. The Gemara says no. Shani Hasam. The Shira de Yomehu. Again, this is an exception to the rule because that day Shira anyways was Thursday. What does that mean? De La Olam, Kol Hecha de Mistafka Milsa. Really, whenever there was a Safik, Kigon Bimincha, Dihayom Kodesh, Lo Shayach Lemer Dechol. By Mincha, again, the Shita believes. They would not say the Shira of Chol. The Ihu Chol, and if it's Chol, Lo Shayach L'Nera the Kodesh, Lo Amrian Chlal. And if because if it's Chol, you shouldn't be Kodesh. If it's Kosher, you shouldn't be Chol. So they would say nothing about Mincha. V'hacha, Hainu time with the Amr Shira the Chol, B'chamishi, B'Shabbos, to Shira the Omehu. Because, anyways, that Shira was Thursday's Shira. And like we said, by the Tamid Shal Shachar, it didn't change. Shir haroi lehei amar hayomu. V'afil b'Rosh Hashanah ne'emeres shiras hachol b'kol t'midi ha-shachar. Ela b'chamishi b'shabis hayu mechalfen oso mishum kfeila. And every single year they would say that shira because except on Thursdays again they would change a little bit. They would skip a few psukim because of doubling it. Hilkach therefore. Ki mistaf kalan mishum safek. Therefore, b'makom safek kefela lo mevatlin and shir shel tamid. Because just for a safek of doubling psukim, they wouldn't not say it anymore. But in a regular year, by tamid shel bein arbayim, where it's a question of actually a different shir entirely, so they would not say anything if they weren't sure. 1 second. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate and discuss the different details of the Shira that was said during the Nisuch Hayayin. Again, the Shira accompanied the bringing of the Nisuch Hayayin, and why they said, and what Shiros were appropriate for which days, and why they said it. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Perisho Ma Hayu Omrim, what would they say on Sunday? Lashem Haratzim Loa, the Parak Chav Til and Parak Chav Dalid of Lashem Haratzim Loa, Alshem Shekana Vehikne Shalit Ba'olamo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired Shemayim and Aretz, and he granted it to those who live there, Shalit Ba'olamo, who Shalit Ba'olamo. And he was unique and solely presided over the world. Nothing was created besides for the world in which Hashem inhabited. Again, the idea of Alshem Shekana V'Hikna means that he acquired the world for the purpose of giving it to those who he would create. V'shalat ba'olamo. B'sheni ma'hayu omrim. What did they say on Tuesday, on Monday? Gadol Hashem muhulal ma'od. Tehillim perak memchas. Right? This is with the Shir Shalom of every single day. Gadol Hashem muhulal ma'od. Hashem is great and exalted very much. Alshem shechilek ma'asav. Because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to divide creation, u'malach aleihen, and rule over them. Bashlishi hayu omrim, what would they say on Tuesday? Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel, Tehillim Perek Pei Beis Al Shem Shegila Eretz B'chachmaso V'heichin Teva La'adaso, because the fact that he revealed dry land with his wisdom, right? Hashem revealed the dry land on the third day of creation. V'heichin Teva La'adaso, and he prepared a place for people to live. Barivi Hayu Omer, what would they say on Wednesday? Kel Makamos Hashem. Hashem is a God of vengeance. Hashem Shabara Chama Ulevana, because Hashem created the sun and the moon. Va'asidli Para Me'ol of Dayan, and Hashem in the future would punish those who would inappropriately serve the sun and the moon and worship idols. V'chamishi Hayu Omer, what would they say on Thursday? Harninu lelokim uzeinu, like we mentioned before, harninu lelokim uzeinu, this pasuk, al shem shabara ofos v'dagim l'shabeach b'shmo, because Hashem created birds and fish to praise him. So harninu lelokim uzeinu, let's give praise to Hashem. Bashishi hayu omrim, what do they say on Friday? Hashem malach kius lavesh, Hashem is clothed in malchus, al shem shagamar malachto u'malach alayan, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu completed his task, his malacha, on that Thursday, and he ruled over them. Bashivi ayom with the San Shabbos, Mizor Shili on Shabbos, Liyom Shakulo Shabbos, referring to the day of eternal Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi the Ramaskil, Lashem Haaretz, Kala Mizmor, Shekana, meaning the entire Mizmor, he acquired Shemayim Vaaretz Vihikne, and he granted it over. Teva liyoshveva, the earth for those to inhabit it. Klomar kona kedei lahaknos, he acquired it for the purpose of giving it over. Vishalat ba'olam yichidi, what does that mean? He was singular and by himself. Shaloi nivru ha'malachim ad yom sheni, because the malachim, the angels, had not yet been created until the second day of creation. What was unique about the second day that was gadol Hashem muhula ma'od? He was great. Shechilik ma'asav hivdil rakia bein ayom tachtonim. He divided the rakia, the firmament, the sky between the upper waters and the lower waters. V'nis'ale v'yeshev b'mar v'kash baruch Hu, then went up at Shamayim to dwell there. Dugmas shcheino b'iro v'har kadsho. Based on which is similar to the psukim in the Parak of Tehillim, referring to har kadsho, Hashem is on the top of his holy mountain. Shegila Aretz, what was the unique aspect of Tuesday, of the third day? He revealed the dry land. Makom Matzav Adaso, the place where the Adas, the congregation of Hashem would live. Shenamar Vatireh Hayavasha B'Shlishi Namar, that the dry land was revealed on Tuesday. Shebara Chama B'Ravi, the sun was created on Wednesday. Shabar Ofus V'dagim L'Shabach L'Shmo, that he created Ofus V'dagim to give Shavach to his name. Kishadam Roa Ofus Mishunim Zemizeh, when a person sees different strange looking birds, no saying Shavach L'Misha Baram, so when we would see them, we would give Shavach. L'Yom Shekulo Shabbos She'asid Ha'olam L'Hios Charev Ve'ein Adam V'chom Lachos Shovsos, that one day the world will eventually cease to exist as we know it. Ve'ein Adam, and there will be no human beings as we understand them. V'chol ha'malachos shosos, and people will cease to do work. Alos yom or Mashir Shal Shabbos. Okay. So the Gemara offers a different reason for why it is that Mizmor Shir Shal Shabbos is said on Shabbos. Again, Rabbi Akiva thinks because it refers to a day in which humanity will cease to exist as we know it. And Rabbi Nechemiah argues, Amar Rabbi Nechemiah, Ma'ruh Chachamim L'chalik bin Aprakim Halalu. What was it that the Chachamim saw to distinguish between these Prakim? What does that mean? That with respect to the fact that all of the previous 6 days are past tense, it's all happened, referring to it's all about Hashem, and the seventh day is referring to the future. Why is the first 6 days referred to Sheshes and Mebrachus, and the seventh day refers to the future? Ella, Barishon shekana v'hikne v'shal b'olama, which we said before. B'sheni shechilek maso v'malach aleihem. B'shlishi shegila art b'chachmaso v'ichin tevel adaso. B'ravi shebara chamo levana v'asili parame of dan. Again, all the same thing as Rabbi Akiva. B'chamishi shebara ofos v'dagim l'shabeach b'shmo. The Chamishi, referring to the Ofos Dagam again, B'shishi, Shegar Malachto, Umalach Aleihem, the same thing, B'shvi, Al-Shem Sheshavas, now referring to the fact that that in the future, the world will no longer cease to exist. Rather, no, Shabbos is referring to the past, just like the previous 6 days. So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a qualitative difference between the Mizmor Shir of Shabbos and the previous days. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's referring to the future in which humanity will cease to exist as we know it. And according to Rabbi Yechemin, no, it aligns perfectly with the previous 6 days insofar as it refers to things that already took place, meaning Shabbos. The Kamiflagi Bidirav Katina. And the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemiah about the Mizmor Shir of Shabbos is over Rav Katina. The Amr Rav Katina. Rav Katina says, Shita alfei shanei have alma. The world will exist, as we know, for 6,000 years. V'chad charuv. And 1,000 of those years, the world will be no longer exist as we understand it. Shenemar v'niskav Hashem levado b'yom ahu. Because the Pasuk says that Hashem will be by himself on that day. Abai Omar Shrei Charuv Shenamar Yichayenu Miyomayim. Abai argues that after 6,000 years, really the world will exist. For the world will be destroyed for 2,000 years. Shenamar Yichayenu Miyomayim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back. So let's see what that means. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, the day of Shabbos refers to the 1,000 years in which the world will no longer exist as we know it. And according to Rabbi Nechemiah, it does not. Why? Because as we said, according to two different traditions, the world will exist in different ways. According to Rav Katina's tradition, in the last 1,000 years, the world will not exist as we know it. It will be all gone. And Abai thinks no. It will after the 6,000 years that the world exists, there will be 2,000 years of destruction. Shenamar yichayenu miyomayim. And then he will bring us back. So Rashi explains. Ma'o Rabbi Akiva l'chalek bein ha-parshios halalu. What caused Rabbi Akiva to distinguish between these two parshios? Shekol sheshas hayamim ne'amar na'prakim alo l'shem ha'avar v'shel Shabbos al shem l'aba. Why was there Rabbi Akiva thought that Shabbos all of a sudden referring to something different, the future? The kamithlagi Rav Katina. Rav Nechemia leis leid Rav Katina. Elda Abaye. Meaning because Rav Nechemia thinks, not like Rav Katina. He thinks like Abaye. Hilkach, leka lamemar al shem yom echad, shekulo Shabbos, tatreinenu. Because again, according to Abaye, there are 2 days or 2 sets of thousands of years during which the world will no longer exist as we know it. And that's how Rav Nechemia learns. If that's the case, it can't be just a limit of 1,000 years. Once that's true, you can't have a Mizmor of Tehillim referring to that day. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not the case. According to Rabbi Akiva, the truth of the matter is that it was really 1,000 years, just like Rav Katina. And so again, the machlokas of Rav Katina and Abai aligns with the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia. It's a little bit confusing. Let's press on. B'musvei d'shabasa. What was the shir that would say on by Shabbos of Musaf? Ma hayu omrim. What mizmor would they say? Amar Ravanan Barava Amar Rav. Ravanan Barava would say. Ravanan Barava Amar Rav said. Haziv Lach. What's that referring to? It's a bit complicated. It's referring to Parshas Ha'azinu, which is going to be read in a couple of weeks. And they would break it up into six sections. And each Shabbos, they would say a different parak. And how do they break them up? Based on the words of Hey, Zayin, Yud, Vav, Lamed, Chaf. The first parsha starts from Ha'azinu, all the way to then Zayin, Zechor Yamos Olam. And then Yud, Yarkiveyu, Alba Mose, Eretz. And then Vav, Vayar Hashem, Vayinat. And then Lamed, Lule, Kas, Oyev, Agur. And then Chaf, Ki Adin Hashem Amo. And these all have 8 psukim. 6 times 8, 48 psukim. V'amar v'chanan barav amarav, k'derech shechalukim kan, just as they were broken up in the Beis HaMikdash, kach chalukin b'Beis HaKnesses. They are broken up in laning on Shabbos. And the way they're broken up there, they're broken up in laning on Shabbos too. Okay? B'minchasa d'shabasa, what would they say by the korban mincha of Shabbos? Korban tamid shel ben arba'im. Ma hayu omrim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Az Yashir, from Az Yashir until Mikamocha, Umikamocha. In the second Shabbos, they would say from Mikamocha to the end of Az Yashir, U Az Yashir. And on the third Shabbos, they would say not Az Yashir from Sefer Shmos, but Az Yashir from Sefer. From Sefer Bamidbar. And the Gemara explains all that we just said from Musaf and Mincha, referring to that they broke it up into different Shabbosos. And the Gemara elaborates, Ibayaluhu, Hani Kulu, all these Shiros, Bichad Shabbaso, Amrile, was it said in all in one Shabbos? Odilma, Kol Shabbaso Vishabbaso, Amrechad, or each Shabbos, they would say a rotation, breaking up into different sections. Tush, and again, the maskana of the Gemara is that they say it in different sections, so we spoke that out already. Tashema, the Gemara brings a raya. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ad Shaharishona Omaras Achas, up until the point where the first shira was finished. Shnia Chozer Ashtayim. Shmamina, Kol Shabbasa Vishabbasa Amrichad Shmamina. Because, what do the brides say? Up before they finished the first shira, that takes six rotations to finish. The second Shira, meaning that was said on Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, would have been completed twice. Why? Because the first Shira had 6 paragraphs, and the second Shira had 3 paragraphs. So if that was the case, then it would end up getting repeated twice, in which case they really said it based on broken up passages. Let's see this in Rashi. B'musfei d'shabasa, my shir amrei. What would they say in the Musaf of Shabbos? Haziv lach. Parshas shiras ha'azinu, cholkim osa l'shisha prakim. Harishon ha'azinu, hasheni, the second one, zechorim osa lam, zayin. Hashlishi yarkiveyu, abam osa eretz, shlishi yod yarkiveyu. Haravi, vayar Hashem vayinatz. Ad kan shisha psukin leperek, 6 psukim for each perek. Umikan ve'elach, 8 psukim leperek. And then 8 psukim per parak, hachamishi lule kas oyev agur, hashishi kiyadin Hashem amo. Again, the first 4 prakim had 6 psukim each, the last 2 had 8. Kederach shechalukin pirkei hashira hazos kan, kach chalukin bebeis haknesses, so to their red and shul on Shabbos. Kach korin osashisha hakorin besefer Torah, the 6 olim to the Torah, read it that way as well. Vashvi korin hashira lahalan. And the 7th one finishes it up. Az Yashir by Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, Shiras Hayam, Ad Michamocha, until Michamocha and Shiras Hayam, Umichamocha Ad Sof Hashira, V'Az Yashir, Kulu B'chad Shabbasa Amru Lahu, and V'Az Yashir of Yisrael, the Ali Be'er, in Sefer Mimidbar, in Parshas Chukas. Now the question was again, Kulu B'chad Shabbasa Amru Lahu? Was it all said on one Shabbos? Halavim, Vayuchokim, Aprokim, Pinimos Hakol, with nice voices, Lahafsik, ubimachlafos klishir ubitkios chatzotos, and they would tell you which parak they were up to based on the different types of singing or different types of instruments they would play and blowing shofar, things like that. Or no, odilma kol parak v'parak l'shabbos echad, Shabbos achas parak echad. Each Shabbos got a different parak. Ad sharishona shiras musafin. So the Gemara proves ad sharishona shiras musafin chazaras chalila pam achas. Before the shiras musafin managed to be cyclically repeated twice. Before the shiras musafin was cyclically completed once. Shania shiras mincha shal tamin berabayim chazaras shdayim was finished twice through. The Hasam Shis Pirkei V'Hachatlasa, because that one had six, and this one had three. Hazinu B'Shavas Achas, Sechor B'Shavas Shnia V'Chein Kulam. So this again proves that it was said, broken up into six parts. So now the fact, given the context of the Takanos of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, being Takanos of Sanhedrin, now we're going to discuss the different travails, different travelings that the Sanhedrin went through, and the Gemara will discuss in that context the different travelings of the Shekhinah in a similar fashion. Amar Yehuda bar Idi, Amar Yochanan, Eser Masaos Nasa Shekhinah. The Shekhinah has traveled. The Shekhinah during Bayis Rishon, during the first Beis HaMikdash, traveled 10 times. Mikarai, we learn that from Psuk, we learn this out from Psukim in the Chumash. Ukinegdan Gos Sanhedrin Migemara. And opposite those 10 Masaos, those 10 wanderings that the Shekhinah went through, the Sanhedrin went through 10 exiles, and we don't learn that out from Sukkim. We learn that out from a tradition. Eser Masaos Nasa Shekhinah Mikarai. How do we learn out the 10 travelings the Shekhinah went from Sukkim, from Me Kapores Lekruv? The Shekhinah went from what this basically means is that the Shekhinah was originally in the times of Bayis Rishon, very much in Klal Yisrael, and it slowly traveled back away from Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara will discuss this regression based on 10 psukim, 10 places. It started off Mehakapores, which was directly on the Aron, Lekruv, to the Kruvim, that's stage 2, Umikruv, which is stage 2, Lekruv, from one Kruv to the second Kruv, because there were two Kruvim in the Mikdash, in the Aron. That's stage 3. Umikruv lemifdan. Stage 3 is from the kruv to the mifdan, which is the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash. Umimifdan, and from the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash, which was stage 4, lechatzer, to the chatzer, which was between the courtyard of the Azara. That's stage 5. Umichatzer lemizbeach, and from the chatzer to the Mizbeach, which was stage 6, the altar, Umizbeach legag, and from the Mizbeach to the roof of the Heichal, which was stage 7, Umigag lechoma, and from the Gag to the Choma, which is the wall around the Azara, stage 8, Umichoma leir, stage 7, Umichoma leir, and from the Choma around to the city of Yerushalayim, stage 8, Umeir lahar, and from Yerushalayim to Har Hazesim, Umehar lamidbar, and from Har Hazesim to the desert, Umidbar also v'yashuv mekoma, and from the midbar went back to Shemayim itself. Shenamar eleich ashuva al mekomi, I'm going to go back, referring to the Shekhinah, referring to itself, that it put itself back into the gullus. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Eser Masaos, again, we're on the top of the Rashi's on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, towards the top of the skinny lines of the column. Mishum da'arimas nisim b'takano shal Yavne, because the Mishnah is discussing the takanos of Yavne, nakat lahacha lemeimar shesham gals Sanhedrin b'meir b'yochan. There the Sanhedrin was exiled during the days of B'yochanan. Shagalos rishon shagalom Yushalayim, which was the first galos that Sanhedrin went through. Nasa ashkina listalik ma Yisrael, separated from Klal Yisrael a little bit. Ma'an ma'at kishachatu, as they sin slowly, a little bit. Mikapores shahaisa regila l'shchon sham, which the Shekhinah usually rested by the kapores, which was the covering over the Aron Kodesh. Nistalka al echa min ha'kruvim. Then it went to one of the kruvim. Sha'asa shlomo ha'omdin ba'aretz echa l'tzafon ha'aron v'echa l'darom, one on each side of the Aron. U'mikruv l'miftan, from the kruv to the miftan ha'bayis, the entrance of the bayis. U'miftan ha'bayis l'chatzer. And from the Miftan Abayis to the courtyard, La Azara bin Ulam Lamizbeach, Umichatz Lamizbeach Achitzon, and from the Chatzar to the Mizbeach Achitzon to the Mizbeach, Umizbeach Lagag, from the Mizbeach to the roof, Umigag Lachomas Hazara, Umichoma Leir, Umeir Lahar, and from the ear to Harazesim. Vikol Silukam Halalu Lefisha Bikoshi Haya Mistalik, Umitzapashi Ashuvo. Right, the Shekhinah would slowly leave, not wanting to leave at all, but because of how we had behaved, they had no choice. Now the Gemara explains based on Pesukim. Mikaporos lekruv, umikruv lekruv, umikruv lemiftan, dichsev, how do I know these several masaos? V'noati lechasham, the Pesuk says that I will make myself known, I will make my presence there. V'dibarti tchamei al kapores, so we see that the Shekhinah starts at the kapores. Uksiv vayirkav al kruv vayaof. The pasuk in Shmuel Beis says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu rested on the kruv. Uksiv uchvoda elokei Yisrael na'aleh me'al akruv asher haya alav el miftan abayis. It says the pasuk says that the Shekhinah went from the kruv to the miftan. Umi miftan lechatzer dechsev vayimalei abayis es ha'anan v'chatzer malas nola kvod Hashem. The Shekhinah was in the chatzer. Referring to that Hashem was on the Mizbeach. Umizbeach lagag, tichsiv, tov lashemes alpinas gag. And from Mizbeach to the gag, referring to, because it says, tov lashemes alpinas gag, it's better to slip, the pasuk says, in Mishlei, it's better to sit on the corner of the roof. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referring, that Shlomo HaMelech and Mishlei was referring to the Shekhinah, which was now resting on the roof. Migag l'choma, went from Gag to the Choma. Tichsiv, hinei Hashem nitzav al-chomas anach, Hashem was on the Choma. Mechoma le'ir, tichsiv, kol Hashem le'ir yikra, referring to the ear. U'me'ir lahar, tichsiv, v'yal kvod Hashem me'al tocha ir, v'ya'amod al ha'har asher mekenen li'ir. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the har. Umehar lamidbar, from the heart to the midbar, dechsim tov sheves baretz minbar, it's better to be in the midbar. Ume midbar also of Yashu Mekom dechsim elech vashuva el Mekomi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi elaborates all these things. Rashi says, Dibra Maskil Bayakev al Kruv Logar Sinan. The Pasuk, Rashi says, the Pasuk should not say Vayakev al Kruv Vayaof. We should not quote that Pasuk. Why? Tahibi Yitzias Mitzrayim Ka'amar, because that's really referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayakev al Sinan, Mikaporos le Kruv, Umikruv le Miftan, Nichsiv, Vinoad le Chasham, Uksiv, Kvor Hashem. Elokei Yisrael na'aleh me'al akruv asher haya alav el miftan abayis. That the pasuk directly says that it went from the kruv to the miftan. We don't need another pasuk that referring to the kruv. So Rashi takes that pasuk out of the Gemara. Lamanu shetchilas ikar shchina haisal kapores. It started off by the kapores. Ubi yimei Yecheskel nistalkam yisham the kruv. In the days of Yecheskel, went from there to the kruv. V'shas asham kama yamim, and away there for many days. It was on the Miftan for a long time. It was on the Kruv for a long time. That was in the time of Yechezkel. Vayimale habayis ubichazkel ksev achar siluk min akruv el hamiftan. After, even in days of Yechazkel, from the kruv to the miftan to the chatzer. Then it went nitzav al mizbeach to the mizbeach. Va'af lagav daikra almost kamar le. Rashi points out this pasuk was said by Amos. Va'Amos mikme Yechazkel doros haramin. Amos was way before Yechazkel, so how could it be the Shechina got there before Yechazkel? Hayemisnah be'ala asid. Amos was talking about the future. Va'karchach siluko kesidron hayadarech gitzias chutz. And it left sequentially, going from most in to further out. Tov la'shavas al pinas gag. What does the pasuk say in Mishle? It's better to sit, referring to the Shechina, on the corner of the roof. Me'eshes midanim ubeis chaver al Shechina amru Shlomo haMelech. Tov la listalik al gag mishavas im eshes midanim Knesset Yisrael. To be with Knesset Yisrael, referring to being referred to as an eshes midanim, a wife that does not do the proper thing. Shehamida tzalam beheichal, because Klal Yisrael betrayed Hashem by putting a tzalem, by putting a idol in the Heichal. A idol in the Heichal. Ubeis chaver beish shechiv robo es hasemel im hashchina. So saying that Hashem was better to have been on the roof than in the house where you're now being betrayed by the fact that there's an idol there. Tov l'sharas baratz midbar, seifi dekra me'eshes midanim. The kaas, it's better to be in the midbar rather than be again with this eshes midanim, referring to Klal Yisrael being upset at it. And the pasuk says that he would not come back until Adasher Yoshemu, until Yeshamu she'achziku es atzma shemim, until they will believe themselves to be guilty, and then in which case they'll deserve Hashem to come back to them. Okay. Now the Gemara now explains further. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Chadashin Misakva Shechina LiYisrael B'Midbar, Shama Yachzuru B'Tshuva. The Shechina stayed with Klal Yisrael for 6 months in the Midbar. Perhaps they would do Tshuva and then he would come back to the Mikdash. Kevin Shalom Chazru, Amar Tipach Atzman. I hope that their bones disintegrate. Shenamar Ve'enei Rishayim Tichlena Umanos Avad Minahem V'Tikvasam Mipach Nefesh. The Kadosh Baruch was hoping that Enei Rishayim Tichlena, the eyes of the wicked people, will stop seeing. Umanos Avad Minahem, they will lose their escape of where to go. V'tikvasam mipach nefesh, and they'll lose all of their hope. Because they were Rishayim, they had to stop. They had to lose hope. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up next time with the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph.